My pinnacle, I turn my face north. I turn my face to the north, and there are lakes and forests and green rolling farms and a labyrinth of mines. And all the natural wealth to keep a dozen great nations are here. Barley and rye and flax and oats and corn and wheat and clover. Rich beds of iron ore and salt mines and silver mines and copper and coal. And I see butterfat and good wheat flour and milk and cream and fresh killed meat. And I smell the violets of Wisconsin and the wild prairie rose of North Dakota and the apple blossoms of Michigan. And I am proud, for this same North is a part of America, and I too am a part of America. And finally, I turn west. I turn my face to the west, and I see Washington. I see the hunter's blue, I see the hunter's green of her forest, and the icy blue of her lake. I see the rivers and valleys of Oregon, and the thousands of cattle and millions of sheep, and a gray coyote whipping across the eastern badlands, and sandy courses, and men showing gray and sweaty in the coral dust. And in the west, I see California. I see the redwoods of California, and I see a coastline washed by the Pacific. And I see the grim beauty of Death Valley, burned by the sun and gleaming with the salt of a long-forgotten sea. And orange blossoms, and bougainvillea, and the sky filled with test pilots, and the highways filled with the rush of engines. And the beaches, and the mountains, and the deserts, teeming with visitors of every color, creed, and ideology. And in Montana, smudged with smoke and tinted by her copper mines, and Utah, and the painted desert of Arizona, and the clean, dry air of New Mexico. And I look at the West, so full of people and places and things and strangeness and beauty. And I am proud, for this same West is a part of America, and I too am a part of America. And with deep conviction and great dignity and no hysteria, we consider what must be done, for there is much to do. Much to be done which needs doing quickly, earnestly, and passionately, but without hysteria, above all without hysteria. If there is any among us who is not of us, talk to him and persuade him. That is one thing we must do. Unite and knit more closely all traditions. And though there may be many traditions, there will be no fashion. And this is another thing we must do. We must accept our duties as citizens with better grace than ever before. We must poll our vote with greater thought and rear our children with diligence so they will be more intelligent citizens. And we must not turn our backs on our neighbors' distress or close our eyes to the chicanery among those whom we have clothed with the dignity of public office. For we must be a united force with courage,